Washington. Catholic. Cardinal. Basketball.
It's time for Washington Catholic Basketball on Four Star Country, The General. 95.9 FM, 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, your local Chuckles location, Craney's Body Shop, the Knights of Columbus, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV.
Now, let's go courtside.
Good evening, basketball fans. We are at Jack Butcher Sports Arena this evening for Washington Catholic basketball. Tonight, the Cardinals visit the Lagodi Lions. Here we are up top above the playing court here. Of course, Jack Butcher Sports Arena, one of those gymnasiums that are sunken in. So we've got the bowl effect, and tonight the crowd pretty sparse here as weather, etc., on a Tuesday night has kept many folks from coming. But hopefully you're joining us on the radio here on the General 95.9. Good evening. I'm John Mullen. I will be joined by my buddy, Mike DeCourcy, in just a little bit, and also filling in for occasional coverage and stats will be Jalen Mullen. As both teams head to the locker room here to discuss last-minute game preparations, we take a look at Washington Catholic. These Cardinals are coming off a double win weekend. Cardinals picked up victories on Friday night against Evansville Christian and followed Friday night's victory up with a four-point win against Columbus Christian on Saturday. So WC has now posted three victories, and again, on a two-game winning streak for Coach John Howe. He's back in his second stint for these Cardinals in his seventh year, and Coach Howe will go up against Coach Kent Cheesham. Coach Cheesham, I believe, has been here 4 years at Lagodi, 25 years in his coaching career, and the Lions come in today with 6-12 mark. Meanwhile, the Cardinals sit at 3-15. So a blue chip conference encounter here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. As we await the two teams to return from the locker rooms, we'll go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout to recognize the sponsors who bring you Washington Catholic basketball here on the General 95.9, the new 101.3 FM. Back to JBA in 2 minutes.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena here. My friend, my buddy, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, my homie, Mike DeCourcy.
Did we add another word to that?
Homie.
Hey, good to be with you tonight, John, here in the best arena in Class 1A, Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Ligoti High School.
Yes, it is. And a midweek blue chip battle here between the host Lions and a Washington Catholic outfit that's coming off consecutive wins this weekend, Coach.
Yeah, a double win weekend for WC, and talking to one of their graduates, it's their first double win weekend in, I believe, four seasons.
So it's been quite a while for Coach Howe to experience the results of two W's, and, of course, Ligoti here at 6-12 presents a formidable foe, but if you're WC, you're playing with a little bit of confidence. And that brings us to tonight's prescription shop, prescription for success. Mike DeCourcy, I'm going to put you on the spot here with Jalen looming over you. For Washington Catholic to have a shot tonight, what must they do?
Well, last week when we had these very same Catholic Cardinals against Bar Eve down at the Birdcage, we talked about the turnover bug, and Bar Eve came out and kind of slapped that 1-3-1 on them, and before you knew it, it was 25-2, and the route was on. WC has got to handle whatever changing defenses or pressure that Coach Kent Cheesham's Ligoti Lions are going to bring to the house here tonight.
So handling the pressure and eliminating, or at least certainly minimizing turnovers, key, the prescription shop, prescription for success for Washington Catholic. At this time, we are honoring the memory of longtime Ligoti fan Scott Wagner with a moment of silence.
In addition to Scott's love for his family and friends, he's best known around town for his passion and undying love of Ligoti athletics. Scott became a diehard fan of the Lions ever since his parents, Bob and Marge, began bringing him to basketball games as a youngster in the late 1950s. A 1974 graduate, Scott was able to witness the glory years of Ligoti basketball, including all 45 years of the Jack Butcher era that included watching the legendary Junior G, a trip to Final Four in 1970, a state runner-up finish in 1975, and several semi-state appearances in the single-class system. After another state runner-up finish in 2005, Scott was able to finally fulfill his lifelong dream of seeing his beloved Lions win the Class 1A Boys Basketball State Championship in 2012. As he grew older, Scott was a key contributor to the book A History of Ligoti High School Boys Basketball. He also founded the Ligoti Basketball History Facebook page that many of us now view on a regular basis. What set Scott apart from many others was his uncanny ability to realize statistics and provide those who weren't around or alive during the golden age a colorful narrative of some of the program's greatest moments. Scott has always been proud to call Ligoti his home, and he's the epitome of what small towns are all about. Finally, Scott Wagner will always be an integral part of the Ligoti basketball family and its biggest fan in the over 111-year history of the program. Scott's familiar chair back seat and Ligoti jacket now set vacant in Section E, Row 8, Seat 12 of Jack Butcher Arena. But his love for the Lions, his family, friends, and the community will never go unheard. Scott was 63, and Lions team and coaches are wearing Wagner on the backs of their shirts. Now would you rise for a moment of silence for Scott, and then please remember remain standing for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tribute for Mr. Scott Wagner. Scott, a Lagoudi grad and potentially their number one fan. These Lagoudi Lions wearing Wagner 1 warm-ups as they pay tribute to a man who succumbed to cancer just a few days ago. Mike DeCorsi, you're familiar with Scott Wagner and his dedication to the Lagoudi Lions.
Well, yeah, the end that I have always had, of course, my wife, Amber Gwynn from Bar Eve, and the first thing I learned when you came to this area is these communities bled together, and you had the Bar Eve Wagglers, you had the Lagoudi Wagglers, you had the North Davies Wagglers, and the Wagglers were tight. They were like a mafia, and basically her best friends were always her sister and her cousins, Nolan and Amy. Amy was Amy Schwarzentruber from Lagoudi. She became Amy Wagner.
Yes.
Married Nathan Wagner, and he was Scott's nephew, and it didn't take long that if you were going to be around Amy and Nathan, well, Scott was going to be around too. And got to know Scott, I mean, probably a week when I started coming up here, and just a great guy. And they had a Coaches versus Cancer volleyball night this year, the Lagoudi Bar Eve volleyball match, and we honored a teacher at Bar Eve, Mrs. Kelly Badger. Lagoudi honored Scott, and then our girls kind of went together and got some gifts for Scott, places he liked to eat, and the Lagoudi players did the same for Mrs. Badger. And I tell you what, we got the nicest letter card from Scott after it was over, and as the ladies made their run through the state tournament, you know, even a devout Lagoudi fan like Scott just you know, he told Amber he was just really pulling for her because he really appreciated that night and what the girls did. So it just showed you the goodness in him, and you're not going to hear anybody from Lagoudi say a bad word about him, and they don't make people like that anymore.
No, you're exactly right. A life taken too soon, and a diehard Lagoudi fan. Tips underway. Washington Catholic controls it, and they're going to put up the game's first shot as Jace Drew is going to launch a three. No good. The Lions fly down the floor, and Cheesham's pass to Jordan Wildman goes out of bounds. The Lions' first turnover, so half a minute gone by here. Washington Catholic basketball. And the Lions playing man-to-man. First turnover there from Washington Catholic as Dominique Marner turns the ball over. Silas Bauer misses the easy bunny and recovered by Landon Harder, and Harder's going to score the basketball. 2-0 Lagoudi here. 7-10 showing in the first quarter. That was Harder, I believe, after Bauer missed the open shot.
Yeah, Bauer just kind of had a funky angle going in there, went off the opposite foot, still rolled off, but Harder there to clean it up.
That's Justin Wu, who finds a streaking Marner in the lane, and Bauer's going to be called for his first personal foul. Marner to the line to shoot two.
I thought Wu could have went ahead right there and made a little move to the middle, maybe a jump hook, but gave it up without even looking.
Marner streaked to the hole. Looked like an Isaac Wagler Barabian cut, a basket cut. And Marner makes that first free throw, 2-1. Early first quarter. Again, WC coming off a couple of weekend victories here. We appreciate the prescription shop on State Street in Washington and Cranny's Body Shop on Beale Creek Road in Washington for sponsoring Washington Catholic basketball. That second free throw was missed. And Kay Cheesem, the coach's son, the senior guard, handling the ball out front.
It's like WC. 2-3 zone, Coach Mullen.
Yeah, a little zone action.
One thing about being at Ligoti and WC almost picks it off is just the angle that we're at up here in the bird's nest. It kind of takes me a trip or two to be able to see down on the floor and get that 3D vision about what type of defense people
sure.
are in sometimes.
Bauer misses inside. Harder rebounds. He also misses. Washington Catholic with a feisty defensive stand, and they'll recover the basketball. Trailing 2-1 here. 2 minutes gone by in the first. That's Justin Wu handling out front. Justin Wu, a junior, a newcomer, a new addition to these Cardinals.
And the Catholic Cardinals leading scorer. Is that still the case, Johnny?
I believe it is.
He and Brock Craney, the 1-2 punch. Just a little wheel action right here for WC, trying to find Craney in the corner. And Cheesem did a good job bumping him out of bounds, just bumping that cutter.
Craney had a huge game over the weekend. I think he poured in 26 on Friday. That bucket was scored by Wu, Justin Wu. 3-2 early in the first. Harder with the basketball. Three-pointer. Was that the Cade Cheesem? Cade Cheesem for three.
Yeah, Cheesem. Both feet set. You can see John Howe just really frustrated. That was a missed defensive assignment. And Cheesem had all day. WC travels with it twice. No call. Maybe a third time, John.
What would you say about this officiating crew? Would you call them a veteran crew?
They are a veteran crew. 5-3.
The state champion coach here on my right, who happens to be an outstanding referee.
Yes, he is.
says he is no relation. To one of the Washington Catholic players. That's Jordan Wildman. Give him a three ball. Suddenly it's 8-3 Ligoti, Coach.
Well, one thing I saw last week is WC, they were not afraid to at least try to play Bar-E man-to-man a little bit. And it's 8-3, but I like that WC man-to-man better than I like this 2-3 yeah. zone.
Craney puts up a three. It's a little short, rebounded by Deerwester to Wildman. Cheesem's going to be wide open. And he's going to set the net on fire. His second tray, make it 11-3. Cheesem seems to come alive against Washington Catholic. Ball in Wu's hands. It's Kate Taylor handling. Craney looks to Wu. Wu over to Jace Drew. Craney to Wu. Wu's going to drive and pull up. And just off the rim, Bailey Deerwest with a rebound. 11-3 here. The Cardinals need a basket. And Cheesem's going to get open looks. They're going to leave him wide open. He's going to shoot an air ball. That one was not as true as his first two threes. So
our very professional statistician, Jalen Mullen, reminded us that Mr. Cheesem hit six threes against the Catholic Cardinals. Young Jay and I had this game down at the cage last year.
Yeah.
While you were off soaking up rays in Florida.
Warmer weather a year ago at this time for me, and this time around we're going to push that to April as Washington Catholic works it around against this man-to-man D. No substitutions to this point. Wu handling it. He's going hard to the rim. Finds Kate Taylor, and I feel sorry for Taylor as his shot was blocked out of bounds by Deerwester, but foul was called. So Cardinals could use a couple free throws here. Taylor is 6'4 junior.
That was a nice pass from Justin Wu. I mean, it was on the money.
Now, what's your take here? Okay, so Wu made a great pass. If Taylor lays it in, it's an assist.
I'm in the Coach Brent Dalrymple category. That free throw goes in, boom, that's an assist.
Okay.
Mark it up.
Well, Taylor gets the second of two, and it's 11-4 here. Under 3 minutes showing in the first quarter. Washington Catholic trails 11-4. Deerwester gets blocked inside, no call. Ligoti will have it underneath.
Yeah, Bailey Deerwester got himself in between everybody down there and had a shot blocked.
Bailey's going to launch a long one. Nice job by Craney of blocking out, and Wu in transition.
Yeah, he's going to have it poked out of bounds.
I feel like I've seen these officials before.
Maybe at Shackamack, Johnny.
Well,
a couple of them anyhow.
I think it was Mitchell about 20 years ago. 15 anyway. And they ref a lot at Wood Memorial as well. Woo to the hole. Count it. Woo has 4 of the 6.
So WC has cut it to 5. That was a nice move by Woo down on the baseline. He is very aggressive tonight. Now they're going to get harder with the travel.
Deerwester's going to head to the bench. And I believe Jalen Wildman's in the ballgame. 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. You're listening to the General 95.9 back in 60 seconds.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus is one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
Back to the Lions Den, where the Cardinals have the basketball following a Ligoti timeout. The Lions tried to extend full court pressure, but to this point, WC has handled it fairly well, Coach.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. And Wu missed one off a spin move. Wildman gathers a rebound. He head of steam, left-hand layup, got it to go.
Give Jordan Wildman his first, actually his second bucket. He had a three earlier. 5 now for Jordan Wildman. Cheesham has 6. 13-6 Ligoti. Craney finds Taylor. Taylor to Wu. We were just commenting that Wu's an excellent passer, and he finds Marner, who may take an extra step, but he's going to get credited with a layup. That's 3 assists for Justin Wu.
We got Scott Arthur, who is just, he is, you know, what's an official like that doing off on a Tuesday night?
Cade Cheesham from the corner. That's a 3-ball. Jalen Wildman found him. I'm running out of ink already for Cade Cheesham.
Yeah, he had 6 of them last year. He's on his way, it looks like. They're going to get a foul on Ligoti. It's going to be on Cheesham as they try to get WC in a trap right there.
Okay, so Bauer back in, as is Deerwester for Ligoti. Cardinals have yet to sub. They're trying to get Craney on a 3-set. He's going to pull, and it's a little hard. Deerwester the rebound. 30 seconds remaining. These Lions aren't afraid to jack it. That was Jalen Wildman. Now it's Jordan Wildman. And Jordan averts the turnover. Back to Jalen. Now to Cade Cheesham. Jalen Wildman for 3. No good. Rebounded by Craney. Got about 8 ticks here, Coach, to get a shot off. Does Craney recognize the clock?
No, he has no idea. He's calling for a high ball screen.
Wu's going to have to launch.
And he is not going to get it off.
He made it. It hit the glass, went in, but it was too late. 16-8 after one quarter. You're listening to General 95.9, the new 101.3. The Cardinals trail by 8 back in 60 seconds.
Big news from Craney's Body Shop in Washington. Craney's is now your one-stop shop for everything. From state-of-the-art auto body repair to the tow to the shop, Craney's is now proud to offer complete front-end work and even the tires. That's right, front-end alignments, shocks, struts, tie rods. Craney's has you covered on any size car, truck, or van. And Craney's Body Shop has added tires to the fleet. All sizes, all brands, now at great low prices. Call with your tire size and brand choice for a quote today. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Field Creek Road in Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back in Lagodi here, Jack Butcher Sports Arena, where the host Lions lead the Cardinals 16-8. Coach DeCourcy, the Cardinals have handled the pressure pretty well, and Justin Wu, we've noticed, is finding men open.
Yeah,
Lagodi, though, making some three balls.
Yeah, the Cardinals' problem hasn't been offensively. I mean, they had a couple roll in and out. They missed a free throw. Wu's shot didn't count there. They're, you know, Coach... up here in the loft, if I'm WC, I'm getting out of that 2-3 zone.
Three-pointer from Marner. Deerwester went down, and he got back up and went to the rim and just about cracked his melon there on that wood bleacher, but he's going to go to the line.
No, he's not.
Excuse
they called
me.
A travel.
Holy cow. I am blown away. I had him at the line, and the center official had a travel. Now we are playing at Lagodi.
Where are the defibs at? Coach Wagner, we're gonna have to shock him.
It's kind of funny because we are at Lagodi and the fouls. Lagodi has three, WC has none. Craney's gonna launch a three in and out, rebounded by Marner. And I don't know. I mean, let's just say Lagodi hasn't benefited much. There's the first foul called on Washington Catholic.
Yeah, I thought Bailey Deerwester clearly was hit going to the basket right there, but it was called otherwise.
Jace so. Drew picks up the Cardinals' first team foul. Washington Catholic basketball sponsors on the radio include Thompson Insurance. Also, the Washington KSE Council 630, the Knights of Columbus, done so much for the community of Washington, and we were just at the Birdcage last Tuesday, and they've done a lot for the school and in the gymnasium, Coach, with the curtain, the padding, the lighting.
Yeah,
there's a lot of nice improvements in the Birdcage.
Sound system's great.
Sure.
Deerwester short baseline jumper knocks it in. That's Lagodi's first double-figure lead here tonight at 18-8.
You're right, though. Why, the Cardinals can play man-to-man. Maybe they should.
Craney on the other end, 15-footer from the elbow, got it to go.
Craney's first bucket. He and Wu are both averaging right at 13 points per. So 18-10. Cheesham's lining up for three, but instead, Jalen Wildman pops one, misses.
And Wu's going to see a lane open up on his way to the bucket, and he's going to have to be fouled.
Godey lackadaisical on defense getting back.
Are they going to get that on Bauer or Deerwester?
I think Deerwester. Got some substitutions over there in front of the scorekeeper. That's Jeremy Wildman over there keeping book for the Lions.
Our friend.
Yep.
Our buddy, our pal.
Of course, a Hall of Fame PA guy over there, Mr. Greg Johnson.
Not even close. Not even close.
Bristol Yoder, number 30, a senior for Washington Catholic, into the game for the first time, as is Ryland Flick. Wearing number 14, he's a junior. I believe that's Sheldon Christmas, a senior for Lagodi. Wu missed both those, Coach?
He missed them both. So break for Lagodi.
Basketball. Jordan Wildman with eight quick ones. Two threes and a two. 21-10 now. Washington Catholic has missed four charity tosses here. This game would be much closer.
Wu on the baseline, going to skip it out.
He's an athletic fella.
Yeah, kind of a big, strong kid. Godie's been man-to-man basically the whole game.
That's Ryland Flick for three off the rim. Bauer snatches the rebound off to Wildman to his twin brother, Jalen. Surprised Cheesham hasn't been able to get free, but he's going to find Jordan Wildman, and Jordan is on fire with 11. Timeout, Washington Catholic, 24-10 Lions. We'll take a 60-second. Back to JBA in 1 minute.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena. The Cardinals and Coach John Howe forced to take a timeout as Ligoti has gone on a run of three-pointers here, mainly Jordan Wildman, 24-10 here, 5:07 showing before halftime. Junior varsity coach, that game was over fast, 48-8, I believe the Lions won the preliminary.
Yeah.
And that game was over in about 48 minutes. Ryland Flick's going to put up a three, no good.
But inside position by Marner. He got inside of Silas Bauer, picked it up and laid it in.
Marner leads this Cardinal outfit with five. 24-12. Bauer from the elbow, no good. Rebounded by Flick. This is one of the smaller crowds I've seen at a Ligoti Lions basketball game, but it is a Tuesday midweek. The weather's not great.
Yeah, it is not great.
The
wind advisory going on outside.
We hope you're listening. We appreciate you tuning in, and so do the Cardinal sponsors of basketball on the radio as Wu hits to the rim. Wow, nice finish.
Good job going with that opposite hand. Kind of spun it up there on the left with the left hand to get it up on the glass more quickly. 24-14.
We know the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, is a supporter of WC basketball. Silas Bauer scores inside. A&R Home Center is as well. They're more than just a hardware store. And, of course, Mr. DeCourcy, Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Yes, it is. There's Wu on the inside again, and he missed the layup. He had it.
Just nice. As Smitty, that's right.
Nice cut to the bucket, rolled in and out. So, Deer Wester with it. Over to Christmas. WC, are they man-to-man this time, John?
No.
They are not man-to-man. No, they're not. The ball going to be poked away.
Turnover, Ligoti. It's not been clean by these Lions, but WC's playing very hard and playing with some confidence here after a couple of wins. They have three now on the season. Ligoti has twice as many. They have six. They're 6-12 coming off a two-point loss at Mitchell. If it's my understanding, they had a 20-point lead in that game, Coach.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was a 20-point lead in the third quarter, and then Mitchell is just one of those teams where you just don't know what you're going to get. And I wish I could say, well, I haven't seen that this year. But, John, we saw it up at Linton one night where a team gets hot and you get about a 15-point lead in it, it turns into a deficit in no time when somebody, you know, I think that night at Linton was eight straight threes. And I don't know what Mitchell did, but I'm sure it had to be something of the ilk to erase that deficit.
Cade Cheesham with a wide-open three, no good, but Silas Bauer is going to clean up the mess. He's going to have an and-one opportunity, does Bauer. Hit by, I believe, Brock Craney is going to pick up his first, trying to root the 6'5 sophomore out of there. Linton hit seven, eight threes in a row, and that 16-point Bar Eve lead was erased. One of two Bar Eve losses, but sectional 63, Coach, 2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yeah, two weeks from tonight.
Woo to the rim. Just long, Christmas grabs the rebound. She's him with the basketball. So Woo has been able to get into the rim, get to the lane, but he's not been able to finish every time. Harder's three, no good. Bauer can't grab it. So here come the Cardinals. 29-14. Lagodi with 2 minutes to play here before halftime. Not a whole lot of fouling.
No, it's been a very clean game.
Craney's going to try and draw some contact. Cannot. Cheesham checking him. Craney been held to just two at this point.
Wu's got it.
That's probably not a great shot for Woo. He's not a real good three-point shooter.
Left it short. Lagodi going to grab the rebound. And Deer West are going to be fouled by Ryland Flick on his way to the basket.
Ball out of bounds on the sideline. Four team fouls each. We're under a minute and a half. You're just tuning in. It's almost halftime, folks. It's 7:44, and we are nearing intermission.
Nice move into the lane by Harder. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Harder's first free throw.
Harder's free throw is good.
He'll have one more.
And you know how to ref, Mike Wagner. Took care of the home team. Wasn't a whole lot to call. We made a lot of shots. So the Cardinals trail 30-14 as Harder made one of two. Right at a minute here. And Lagodi staying man-to-man. Cardinals haven't had a whole lot of offense here in this quarter. Had some nice looks inside, Coach.
Yeah, they have. And the Woo's kind of missed a couple. Lagodi going to pick one off. There's Christmas. Going to lay one up and in. Coach John Howell wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 32-14. Lagodi leads it by 18 here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. Back to Lagodi after this one-minute timeout.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus has one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
And good set out of the timeout.
That was Marner.
Yeah, Coach John Howe found a cutting Marner. Did Brock Craney. He lays it in, 32-16.
Got Dominique Marner for seven here.
Now a little trap and almost a steal by Wu. Lagodi going to work out of it, and there's Harder. And he's going to be fouled on the floor.
Jace Drew's going to be called for the reach.
It's all of a sudden that is... 16 fouls on WC, Johnny.
Yeah, now there's 10 up there, but we are 20.8 seconds away from a 10-minute break as the Lions lead 32-16. See if they'll take a last shot. They're going to try and get Cheesham a shot.
Cheesham with it on the right side. They find Wildman way outside. No good. Rebounded by WC, and they're going to have 6 seconds to get it up court. Here's Craney. He's going to try to split the trap, and he gets fouled with 3.5. No harm, no foul if you're Ligoti. That's just team foul number five from the Lions.
Bauer's second. Ball will be out on the sideline. Craney's going to take it out. That's a terrible.
And here comes
terrible.
Wildman. And he is going to miss the layup at the buzzer. I think Wildman was trying to draw the contact. WC had a player who ducked out of it. I don't think anybody touched anybody there. But it just looked it looked peculiar, Johnny. Let's just put it that way.
It looked like, yeah, you could say that. Coach Cheesham's just wondering what happened. These three guys are veterans, though. They have been at Mitchell and at Wood Memorial. They've handled some raucous crowds. So
yeah.
Looks like 32-16, and we are at the half here. Washington Catholic trails heading into the locker room. We are going to take a two-minute timeout. And when we come back, we will have our halftime scoring, and we will also discuss this coming weekend on the General 95.9, the Bar Eve lineup, which includes a trip to Reveille for a conference championship opportunity, as well as hosting the Princeton Tigers. You're listening to the General 95.9, the new 101.3. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Big news from Craney's Body Shop in Washington. Craney's is now your one-stop shop for everything. From state-of-the-art auto body repair to the tow to the shop, Craney's is now proud to offer complete front-end work and even the tires. That's right, front-end alignments, shocks, struts, tie rods. Craney's has you covered on any size car, truck, or van. And Craney's Body Shop has added tires to the fleet. All sizes, all brands, now at great low prices. Call with your tire size and brand choice for a quote today. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Field Creek Road in Washington.
32-16, the Lions lead the Cardinals here at JBA. As the Lionettes do their thing. Coach DeCourcy, your thoughts on Washington Catholic in this first half?
Boy, they've played hard. They've really certainly had some looks at the rim. They've gotten wide open shots. Just really not able to get it going from the outside. Craney's not dialed it up from distance like we know he's capable of doing. They've not shot it well from the free throw line, but, you know, Johnny has a pretty average slash mediocre basketball coach. People like you and I, we watch the game a little bit differently. We watch maybe not the ball go in the bucket all the time. We watch execution in the half court, how you handle traps, how hard you cut. You know, do you know when to pass? Do you know when to cut? Do you know when to shoot? And WC's done a nice job in the half You know, I don't think the score is reflective of their effort, even though they're still in this game.
Yeah, you know, and you listen to area basketball coaches talk, and they talk highly of John Howe, and it's hard for him personally, I'm sure, whenever he can only claim a certain number of wins a year, and it's not as many as he or the team or the fans would like. But as you mentioned, his kids play hard. He knows what he's doing on the sideline. When he calls timeout, they come out of sets, and they come out and run things. Justin Wu has been able to get to the rim or find guys cutting practically at will. The three-point shooting and shooting in general for Coach Howe and his team has always kind of been a bugaboo. But if you want to talk about preparation and trying to do the right things and playing hard, then, you know, Washington Catholic to me is impressive this evening. Now, if you're Ligoti at 6-12, you're hungry for a win, especially on your home floor where you've not had much success this year. Of course, the Lions have taken a lot of open three-pointers and made, by my count, six so far. We'll go into the statistics. First for Ligoti, Bailey Deerwester has 1 2-point bucket. Jordan Wildman has gotten loose for 3 threes and a two. He leads with 11. Silas Bauer, the sophomore wing, has 5 points. Landon Harder, 3 points. Kate Cheesham, coach's four-year starting son, has 3 threes for 9, and Sheldon Christmas added 2 points. That's 32 for Ligoti. For WC, Justin Wu has 6 points. He did miss 2 free throws. Brock Craney, just 2. Dominic Marner, coach, 6'1 junior, has 7 points, 2-point field goals and a free throw. Kate Taylor added 1 free throw, but Marner has been able to dive to the rim whenever Wu has drawn a double team, and he's been able to get loose for 7 points, giving WC a third option, if you will. And so although it's 32-16 Ligoti, I don't feel like Washington Catholic's played that poorly.
No, they certainly haven't. So Coach Hall is in the locker room. What's the message, Johnny?
Well, I think, you know, the first few minutes of the third quarter will be key. You can either fall out of this game quickly, or you can try and climb back into it. Couple of 2-3 shots go in, you're only down 10. 2 or 3 Ligoti three-pointers, and you're suddenly down 24-25. So I think the first 2 or 3 minutes pretty important for John Howe's ball club.
All right, so 32-16 here at halftime. Ligoti leads WC. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, second half action, 32-16. Ligoti leading Washington Catholic. Back to Ligoti after this 3-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly,
four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
We are just about ready for third quarter action, 32-16 Lagoda here. We talked about Washington Catholic coming out and maybe throwing another punch to see if they can stay in this game, but Coach DeCourcy, these Lagoda Lions looking for a way to kind of get this ship steered back on solid ground. They've got a tough weekend coming up, I believe they're in Dubois County, for Northeast Dubois and Southridge, so those are not two gimmies. And this Washington Catholic team is an opportunity for Lagoda to get back on the winning track. Meanwhile, WC is trying to make themselves at least not a pushover come 2 weeks from now here, as Sectional 63 will be held at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. You have any early thoughts on what that draw might look like Sunday?
Well, at Bar Reeve, Johnny,
yep,
we've gotten accustomed to the fact that we are not going to get a good draw. It's just okay, not going to happen. So whatever
it is, it is.
Whatever it is, it is. We're not going to get the good draw. Lagoda's going to get the good draw, period. End of story. There you go.
Lagoda with the
so
basketball.
So it is spoken, so sure shall it be done.
Bailey Deerwester cannot.
Tapped around. Cheesem going to pick it up. Knock in another three.
Holy cow. Deerwester missed two fairly easy shots. He punched it out to Cheesem, and Cheesem makes the tougher one, the 20-footer. Give Kate Cheesem a game-high 12 points as WC could not grab a rebound there. And it cost him 3 points, trailing by 19 now. Tough break for the Cardinals. So you're saying Bar Reeves is just going to have to go the hard,
yeah,
long way.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because we always do.
Yeah.
How's that?
Just the way it is.
Yeah. Somebody signed a deal with the devil years ago as Cheesem's going to be pushed and go to the line to shoot two. I don't know who it was, and I don't know what it was about, but that's just it's part of being a Viking.
So you're saying you're just not going to get a bye. There's just no way.
There's no bye.
Yeah.
And there's going to be no easier out.
Right. Cheesem shooting two. This kid's automatic from the free throw line tonight. 13 points, and he's looking to make it 14.
Lagoda's pushed that lead out to 20. Now 21 as Cade Cheesem gets them both.
Well, not the second half start that Coach Howe and we discussed. And it looks like Lagoda's gone to a trapping zone here, and it's really frustrating Washington Catholic. They turn it over. Bauer's going to get loose and score a layup. Timeout, John Howe, and the Cardinals. WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Homes. State Street in Washington, also Washington Catholic basketball sponsors on the radio here. Mike DeCourcy, so these Vikes that we're talking about, these 18-2 Vikes, a chance to once again sweep the Blue Chip Conference on Friday night at Ralph Holzer Gymnasium.
Yeah, that's a big weekend, certainly, for all of us in Viking land. That would be 51 wins in a row in the conference. Is that what you have?
Yeah, I think it's sitting on 50, if I'm not mistaken.
And then, of course, Saturday night is senior night. And that'll be the Princeton Tigers coming to town. So another chance for Bar Eve to check off a loss that they had from last season, as Bar Eve dropped a game down in Princeton.
Overtime game.
Mm-hmm. So both teams with basically all those key parts returning.
39-16.
And not only that, Johnny, but I think you'll be with me all weekend.
I believe I will be. Cougars are going to head to White River Valley on Friday night, finish their SWIAC portion up in Sweet City as Washington Catholic turns it over again and Deerwester to the races. Wildman's going to be fouled. So Coach Cheesem has gotten his kids' attention. They've turned up the defensive intensity. Take a look here at Washington Catholic's remaining schedule, Coach. The Cardinals are going to head to Springs Valley for a date with the Blackhawks on Friday night. You know, okay. Springs Valley's having another good year.
Yeah, they are.
And then the Cardinals with a chance to pick up another win at home in the Birdcage. They host Medora.
Okay.
They travel to Evansville Day and host Wood Memorial on Senior Night the following week. So after tonight, the Cardinals still have four games remaining on the schedule.
Wildman misses them both. WC going to pick it up. Here comes Marner with the basketball.
39-16. Minute 40 gone by here in the third. Lions go back to man-to-man here.
So a quick 7-0 run out of the gate is just what the doctor ordered for the Lions.
Nice shot faked by Flick.
Knocked
Excuse
it in.
Excuse me, Jace Drew. Give Jace Drew his first bucket. Looked like Flick, but it was Drew. Cade Cheesem open again.
No good. Rolls off. Here comes Craney.
That's a travel on Jace Drew. He was open for a moment, but he lost his footing, I guess. And people beginning to filter out already as it is a school night.
It is a school night.
What are your kids up to this evening, Coach? They got their homework done? Or
yeah, I hope so.
Teeth brushed? You fed them supper, I know.
I cooked. Dacey's had a bath, as we're going to have a tie-up between Landon Harder and WC.
Flick's going to replace Drew.
And possession arrow going to go back to the Catholic Cardinals.
Turnover Ligoti. Now, 2 weeks from now, this place will be a little bit more electric.
There'll be a little more life in the place.
Uh-huh. Orleans, of course, joined the sectional 63 fray last year.
And Deerwester going to pick one off, and he's going to be fouled right away.
Shoals ain't no gizzards.
No, they're not.
They're coming to town in 2 weeks.
So, yeah, Reve, of course, has had a nice season again.
Reve had Ligoti beat two or three or seven or eight times last year in the sectional semifinal. And their best three or four players are back. So, Deerwester's going to score in the lane. Now has four, 41-18. WC trying to keep the energy up, but Craney's going to be double-teamed out front.
Another jump ball, this time possession arrow back to Ligoti.
Fourth timeout. We're going to take one, too. John Howe wants to talk to his kids. We'll take a 60-second timeout. 41-18, Ligoti back in 60.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus is one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington. Big news from Cranny's Body Shop in Washington. Cranny's is now your one-stop shop for everything. From state-of-the-art auto body repair to the tow to the shop, Cranny's is now proud to offer complete front-end work and even the tires. That's right, front-end alignments, shocks, struts, tie rods. Cranny's has you covered on any size car, truck, or van. And Cranny's Body Shop has added tires to the fleet. All sizes, all brands, now at great low prices. Call with your tire size and brand choice for a quote today. 254-6412. Cranny's Body Shop, Field Creek Road in Washington.
Back at
Jack High Butcher School Arena, yeah. Poor Harder, Landon Harder there, can't buy a bucket. And Craney to Wu. Wu to the rack. No call.
He's going to have it poked away out of bounds. WC going to get it on the baseline.
I tell you what, this will not be.
It's what we like to call play on.
No, you're talking off the air with Coach Mike Wagner about that game. Back the last blue chip game that the Vikings lost. Back in the 2012-13 season. If you remember, but Johnny, you have a photographic memory, Craney's three is short.
It was really warm in there that night.
It was about 70 degrees. Yep. There was a thunderstorm as Wildman going to be hit on the shot, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. There was a thunderstorm. There was crazy humidity. There was a power outage. The fire alarm went off, and the floor that night was just...
The floor was sweaty.
And both teams had several players that kind of fell at pivotal moments. So the play that I remember at 49-47 is Coach Brian Hughes had diagrammed a set for Brandon Wagler to come off a curl for a shot. And then there was a pick and roll going on as well for Addison Wagler to go to the basket or Logan James to turn the corner. But the whole idea was... Brandon with 2 feet set, wide open, is a really great shot. And he slipped on that logo. He went down like a ton of bricks. So Deer West are going to pick one off, lay it up, lay it in.
That's exactly what happened.
So that's what happened with about 10.
Right.
But we go down and foul Ligoti. They make one out of two.
Right.
Run kind of the same action on the opposite side of the floor. Micah Bullock, whoop. He goes down as well. Ball game over. Lions win.
That's exactly what happened.
And like I said, I'm not blaming it on the floor that night because the Lions, as you remember, being a Ligoti principal at that time, there were several just hard falls that night. It was just a really bizarre day in January.
Yeah. Mid-January and spring-like weather as Jalen Wildman made both of his free throws just a moment ago. Deer Wester is going to put up a three and give it to him.
So it's 48-20.
Justin Wu also scored a bucket.
Craney with the basketball.
2:55 to play in the third. But yeah, Coach Wagner asked the question here. When the last time was, and it was 6 seasons ago, 50 straight blue chip conference wins, a conference record by a long shot. And Coach Josh Thompson and Barry look to make it 51 Friday at Vincennes Gervais.
Another good cut inside by WC, but the shot by Cade Taylor is going to be altered. And here comes Ligoti with it. Wildman. Over to Wildman. And the law firm knocks in another three, 51-20.
Jordan Wildman has 4 threes. Cade Cheesham has 4 threes. Bailey Deerwester has a three. 9 threes.
Nine threes. Good move down on the baseline by Wu. He lays it in. 51-22.
Christmas. Sheldon Christmas. That was created by one of the Wildmans.
And Wu going to have it poked away on the other end. And Deer Wester going to take it himself, lay it up and in. He had Silas Bauer streaking on the other side, and I think if he would have gave it up, Bauer could have flushed it.
I think Dare Wester was smelling the rim, wanting to add to his point total. A point guard would have dropped a dime there so Bauer could have dunked it.
Craney going to get the roll on a three, 55-25.
Brock Craney now with five. Wu leads with 10. Minute to play here in the third period. It's all Lagodi, 55-25. It's not because WC's not playing hard. They are in a man-to-man now, but the Lions just have too much offense, making nine threes to this point.
Lagodi's really done a nice job, especially here in this third quarter, of cashing in all of their transition opportunities as well.
Now at 30 seconds. Looks like the Lions might elect to hold for one.
And they're going to get a push on Wu as he was dislodging Christmas from his post position with 28 seconds left here in the quarter.
Bristol Yoder, Nick Walker. Nick Walker sighting, junior guard for WC. Drew will also come back in.
So let's see if Lagodi tries to get the last shot of the quarter.
Jordan Wildman now on the bench. It's twin brother Jalen handling at half court.
We're 10 seconds. Here goes Lagodi. Bauer cutting Harder. Harder going to lay it in. Just ahead of the horn. Walker going to have it picked off. It's going to bounce around on the floor, and that's going to do it. At the end of three, 57-25, Washington Catholic trails Lagodi. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this one-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back in Lagodi here, joining me now is Washington Times Herald sports editor Todd Lancaster. Mr. Lancaster, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing just fine. I'll tell you what, the first half I thought WC played hard. I thought it was a lot of effort. But, boy, Lagodi shooting, they just were able to take the game over here in the third quarter.
A lot of three-pointers being put up and made by these Lions.
And I think that's going to be dangerous come sectional time for anybody who plays Lagodi.
Landon Harder can't find the range, but Sheldon Christmas will grab the offensive rebound.
You know, and this is a game where, they've got a little size with Sheldon Christmas and Bauer, and, it's sort of been open for them as they've needed it, but, they've shot so well from the outside. They're going to be very dangerous.
Well, Cheesham, the senior point guard, has knocked down four threes, and Jordan Wildman has as well. It's a back cut from Jalen Wildman.
And his brother, like I said, his brother. Yeah, he must have heard you. That's what it was. He heard his brother getting a little love from you.
Well, these Wildman twins have been at it since they were kindergartners, and you're not seeing double. These boys are fairly identical, and their games are well suited to the varsity level. They can shoot from the outside, and they can also finish at the rim as Wildman converts the three-point play, now 60-25.
This is a record that Lagodi's record is highly it doesn't do this team justice, especially with during that stretch of seven losses or eight losses, we're a total of like 10 points.
They've lost a lot of close games, that is.
And Mitchell is no different here
a fact.
Last week. So, you know, as we get into the sectional pairings, I'd hate to say it, but that pairing is going to be the entire, it's going to be sectional. How that draw comes out.
Feels like that every year, but as you mentioned, although Bar Eve sits at 18-2 and clearly on paper the favorite, these Lions on their home floor can do some damage.
Look, you can't disrespect Bar Eve in any way, shape, or form. They are the favorite. However, Shoals is very good. Orleans can do some damage. Ligoti can do some damage. You know, and even Reveille, I think. I was kind of high on them earlier in the year. And they've impressed me the two times I saw them play. So
tough go of it for Washington Catholic here, trailing by 35 early in the fourth quarter. Of course, WC, my alma mater, and somebody reminded me that if you're not 40-plus, you'd have a hard time remembering the glory days when the Cardinals were sectional favorites year in and year out. And of course, last won a title my senior year in 93, so that was 26 years ago, and I was 17 then, so yeah.
Well,
it's
you
been
know,
a while.
You know what, and it's food for discussion, but I also followed the WC Lady Cardinals to the state finals early on when I first got here. It's just things have changed, it seems like, and it comes down to, I think, the fact is there just aren't the numbers to draw from, and the kids that you do have to draw from are not generally basketball-first kind of athletes.
Sure. Cheesham heads to the bench, gets a nice ovation from the coach, Nick Walker. Three ball.
You know, he's hit a couple of threes this year at different times.
That one coming from the corner in front of the WC bench. 60-28 now.
You know, Justin Wu, you probably did not spend a lot of time around WC soccer this year, John.
No.
But he was a pretty good goalkeeper, and they said he had never played keeper before, but he's such a good athlete. He really ended up being, I guess, the team leader.
WC soccer is one of those sports that the Cardinals have been able to compete in over the past 10 or so years. Foul's going to be called on...
You know, I also go back to Washington Hatchet baseball coach Steve Reed as the WC coach. And Steve had a couple of, I'm betting, two 15-win seasons there coaching WC baseball back in the day.
All I can say about that is Steve Reed knows how to coach baseball. Obviously now at Washington and sectional champion last year.
First time since, 97?
Yeah. Silas Bauer inside. He's going to be called for a jump ball. Into the game for the Lions is number 45, Bryant Eckerly. Eckerly wore 32 in the JV game. He wears 45 in the home white varsity uniform. He's also a sophomore. Todd, of course, Jalen's played a lot of basketball over the years with a lot of these Lions. And Eckerly, the twin Wildmans, and then throwing Silas Bauer, and those are pretty good sophomore players.
Yep. Probably if you were to walk on the would it be the west side of the gym down this way? Is there still that shooting poster in the tunnel?
Yes. Right outside the Lions locker room.
And I'd always been told that was Rick Mount. Rick Mount's was based on him, but one thing we know is Lions can shoot.
They do shoot the basketball. They like to pull the three, and a lot of times they'll have five guys on the floor who can do that.
Well, and that's just kind of part of it is, they don't use the three-pointer as a way to get back in games. They use it as a way it's the way they play. And, you know, when you've got as many kids that shoot the ball as well as they do, somebody can be a little bit off. On the other hand, when you've got a kid like Brock Craney, who is their primary three-point shooter at Washington Catholic, when he's not on, they're going to struggle to stay in games.
Craney himself has 1-3 tonight and a 2, just 5 points, as he's going to be the focus of everyone's defense. As I take a look at the statistics, he does have 45 made three-pointers this year, so obviously the leading outside threat for WC and a pretty solid career for the four-year player.
I don't know how close he is to 1,000 points. Do you know?
I'm going to tell you he's probably at 800.
Around 800.
Uh-huh, that'd be my guess. Just kind of a random guess, but I'd say that's ballpark. As Craney handles the ball, 4.5 to play, 64-28 Lagodi. Several juniors on this Washington Catholic team on the floor right now. Flick, Walker.
And we are blessed with the presence of Mike DeCourcy, who has returned from assignment. He was on assignment momentarily.
Pitchers and catchers reported today. Maybe you have to catch a bullpen there. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, in the Times Herald for Thursday, I will have a column, and it will be about baseball, and I'll give a few predictions. So there you go. Concerning Cubs and Cardinals and Reds.
Predictions coming, according to the Todd Lancaster. Keep your eye on it in the Washington Times Herald. Mike DeCourcy back on the
Do these predictions for the Cubs and Cardinals in Reds include the Cubs having Bryce Harper or not having him?
As of when I wrote it this afternoon, there was nothing moving.
It's always moving.
Brock Craney's free throw's good. He'll have one more.
So Craney gets them all, 64-31.
Four minutes to play here on this Tuesday night blue chip scheduled game. Luke Nante, a freshman for Lagodi, into the contest, as is sophomore Jace Walton. So the Lions have now emptied their bench with the exception of Connor Hedrick. The junior Hedrick is still awaiting his opportunity. Coach DeCourcy, one junior I don't see in uniform tonight. Perhaps he's not available. Do you see Nathaniel Hart?
I do not. I do not. Tell you what, there is a, as you know, as a teacher at ND, and I can tell you at BR, there is a flu bug floating around, so any illness is not going to stun me at this time of the year. It's Craney, another three, got it to go.
Craney now in double figures. Two threes, a two, and a couple free throws for Craney. He and Wu both have 10, just under their average of 13 per. And turnover Lions. 3:05 showing. So, yeah, potentially flu or injury or.
Yeah, I don't know.
Craney gets smashed.
And that
still
should be
three.
A 4-point play opportunity. He got a hit right there. 65-37.
Craney coming alive here in quarter number four. Jace Walton with the basketball over to Jalen Wildman to Sheldon Kramer, Christmas, excuse me. Coach Al, 2 minutes to play here. Still coaching up his kids. The Lions are passing it around the perimeter, looking to get it inside. ...65-37, under 2 minutes. And Lagodi's going to commit a turnover, an offensive foul on a moving screen, and Connor Hedrick does check in for Jalen Wildman. So the bench is officially in the game for Lagodi. WC doesn't have a whole lot of options to choose from on the bench. They do have three or four kids over there that are primarily JV players. Washington Catholic turns it over.
See how much more Lagodi tries to score here in the last minute and a half, Johnny. With the subs in the game, Always said, these kids, they go to practice all week, too.
Jace Walton has an opportunity to finish inside. They're going to let that foul go.
Yeah, he got put in a wrist lock right there.
Coach Wagner tells me that Nathaniel Hart has a broken nose.
Oh, my.
Or something, a slight injury.
Yeah.
That would keep him out tonight. He could be a player come sectional time, someone to guard the posts for whoever the Lions might draw in the sectional. Will the rollout bleachers be necessary in 2 weeks, Coach?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the Cougars are also hosting the 2A sectional this year, and I'll have PA responsibilities at least the first few nights.
Well, you know, we'll work around you, John. We always do.
Shout out to Betsy Graves, longtime band director. She's back tonight filling in, I guess. She led the band this evening. And
who is the band director at Ligoti?
That's a great question. I've been gone 5 years. I hired Mrs. Graves' replacement, and that gentleman stayed 2 years. Brandon Hagan stayed 2 years and then went to Washington, where he wanted to lead a marching band.
Yeah.
Of course, Ligoti doesn't have football, so Mr. Hagan's had a lot of success with the marching band in Washington, and I'm not sure who Ligoti has hired to take the band spot. They also have a new art teacher after a long time as Betsy's husband, Mr. Rick Graves, a tennis Hall of Famer, also retired. So a lot of change here at Ligoti.
30 seconds left. Lions with the ball in a 29-point lead.
Ligoti going to try and dribble it out or to turn it over.
They're going to pick it back up. Pick it back up again. Nante down on the baseline. Hedrick. Hedrick had a wide-open shot, didn't take it, and I think Ligoti's
going to end 66-37.
Ligoti's just going to back it out and dribble it out.
So, your final score, we'll call it the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. 66 for the home team, the Ligoti Lions, and 37 for the guests, the Washington Catholic Cardinals. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we return, we'll go over final statistics and name our Bill Dobbs the Fortell Player of the Game, kind of set up this weekend quickly. And we want to get home here on this Tuesday evening. 66-37, the Lions over the Cardinals, back in 60 seconds.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back to Jack Butcher Arena here, where the Lions claim a blue chip conference win by the final score 66-37 over WC. Taking a look at Ligoti, they had several players in double figures. I believe Bailey Deerwester ended with 11. Jordan Wildman, by my count, had 14. Silas Bauer also in double figures with 11. Cade Cheesham, 17 points. Sheldon Christmas added 5. Landon Harder, 5. Jalen Wildman, 5. They spread the wealth, did Ligoti, in a 66-37 win for WC. It was Justin Wu early. Wu was going to finish with 10 points. Nick Walker had a 3. Jace Drew, 2 points. Dominic Marner, 7 first-half points. Kate Taylor, a free throw. Brock Craney came on. Brock finishes, I believe, with 14 points. 3 trays give him 47 total on the year. It's Craney with 14 in the losing effort. Washington Catholic falls to 3-15. The Lions get back on the winning side. They are 7-12. They'll head to Dubois on Friday night, while WC heads to Springs Valley on Friday night. Coach DeCourcy, your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game choice?
Yeah, it's going to be Brock Craney. Brock had a really nice fourth quarter, not just at the free throw line, knocked down some shots. Should have had an opportunity for a four-point play, but, you know, we talked about it at halftime. WC had some good looks at it. Craney wasn't able to get it rolling in the first half. Well, he did the second half, and he's going to be your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight.
So the Cardinals trailed 32-16 at half, and Ligoti extended their pressure and turned WC over several times in the third, kind of stretched the lead out to beyond 30, and it was all she wrote for Washington Catholic. Two-game winning streak ends. Coach DeCourcy, we will be back on the radio this Friday night at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium, as well as Saturday for senior night against Princeton. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, fun weekend. Princeton up 5 over Jasper at halftime, down at the new Jasper High School Gymnasium. And, of course, South Knox and Reveille going at it. Reveille, I think, trailed by 10 at halftime or so. So Reveille certainly capable of not only giving the Vikings all they want and more on Friday night, but being a factor here at Sectional 63 in a couple weeks. So should be a fun weekend in Viking land and here on the General 95.9 and the new 101.3.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate the sponsorship for Washington Catholic Basketball on the radio. Certainly appreciate all that Renee does back at the station to keep us on air, on time, and online. For my buddy, my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, my homie, Mike DeCourcy, my boy Jalen Mullen behind me. It's been fun. It's John Mullen signing off here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. The final score, the Lions 66, the Cardinals 37. Good night, everybody.
Washington Catholic Cardinals Basketball.
This concludes Washington Catholic Basketball on 4-Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM,
101.3 FM.
1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, your local Chuckles location, Craney's Body Shop, the Knights of Columbus, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a digital copy of this game.